Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tav Kuf Tzadi Zayin, mitzvah 597. There are 9 mitzvahs left that we have in Parshas Kisetze, and obviously a few more than that in our mitzvah Shiurim. Now we are up to the 3 mitzvos that relate to Yibum and Chalitza, 2 mitzvahs relating to Yibum, and 1 mitzvah relating to Chalitza. Today's Isser is the Avera of a Yavama marrying out before she does Yibum or Chalitza. The next mitzvah, which we'll be discussing together with this one, is the mitzvah Zaseh of Yibum, and then will be the mitzvah Zaseh of Chalitza. All the different parts of Chalitza are counted only as one mitzvah. Says the Torah, Ki Yeshvu Achim Yachtav, and this of course is one of the few mitzvos, the Ramban writes in his Akdama to Sefer Dvarim, that almost everything in Sefer Dvarim is as it is called Mishneh Torah. It is a review, and it is a repeat, but there are a number of mitzvahs. We know there are a lot of mitzvahs counted, but a lot of them, and there were at least alluded to in the earlier parashios. But this mitzvah of Yibum and Chalitza really is something new. It is not something that was mentioned earlier. That is what the Ramban says in his Hakdama to the Sefer Dvarim. Va'od Yosef b'Sefer Hazek Sas Mitzvah Shlo Niskru Klal Kagon HaYibum. First one on the list. Moti Shemra Gerishin Edim Zomimin. Interesting. This is the last one in that list, but it's the first one the Ramban mentions because maybe it is the most mechudash, the most new, even though we'll see it in a few minutes, Hashem, a Ramban who says the mitzvah is alluded to earlier in the Torah, but not specifically the mitzvah. So the Torah tells us, Ki Yeshvu Achim Yachtav, if there are two brothers that live together, right? They had to be living at the same time. Rashi quotes the Gemara, excluding Eishes Achiv Shlo Haya Ba'olamo. Right? What happens if there are two brothers that do not live at the same time? Let's say Reuben dies, and then after Reuben dies, his mother has a baby. So therefore, Reuben has a new brother, but it was not alive at the time that Reuven had been alive with his wife, right? So Rashi quotes, Shaisalem Yishiva Achas Ba'olam. They had to be there together. Pratleish is Achim Shlohaya Ba'olam, discussed in Mesechas Yivamis as well. So when two brothers are living, Umeis Achat Mehem, one of them dies, Uben Ein Lo, and he does not have a Ben. And he doesn't have a Ben, he doesn't have any progeny. Lo Tiyeh Eishas Ameis Achutza Lishzar. That's today's mitzvah. The Eishas Ameis, his wife, is not allowed to go marry anyone else, Lishzar, to a Zar. A czar obviously usually means a non-Kohen. Here it just means a stranger. It means someone who is not zakuk to her. Somebody who is not a brother of her husband. Yevama yavo aleha. The Yevama shall be with her. That's the next mitzvah. Mitzvah zasei ulekacha lo liisha. And take her for a wife. V'yimah. And he performs yibum. V'hayah habachar asher teled. And the bechor that will be born, Yakum al shem achiv ameis, shall stand up and be in the place of the dead brother. V'lo yimach eshmo Yisrael, and in that way, his name will not be erased from amongst Israel. Habachar asher teled, this is a unique pasuk in the Torah. We're not going to read the rest of the psukim because that's about chalitza, but this pasuk is already unique. The Gemara tells him Mesechas Yevamos. This pasuk is the only pasuk in the entire Torah that the pshat is totally rejected. The Gemara says, Ein hamikra yotze midei pshuto. The mikra is also, you also learn the pshat. It doesn't mean you only learn the pshat. The Ramban says in the Shrashim, it doesn't say ein hamikra ela pshuto, right? That's the only one. No, it means ein hamikra yotze midei pshuto, meaning you learn the pshat and you learn the additional levels of interpretation. That's the usual rule. Says the Gemara, Yevamos Chav Dalet, with one exception. Amar Rava, afagav de b'chala Torah kula, ein mikra yotze midei pshuto, hacha, here, by Yibum, by the pasuk of Abachor Asher Teled, asig zeir shava, afikte mi pashte lagamre. You totally reject the pshat, because the pshat is Bachor Asher Teled, the Bachor that will be born, yakim al-shem achiv ameis, and the dead brother will be continued through the child, and really the Bechor Asher Teled, Chazal Darshan, is not about the son that will be born, but it's about the oldest brother. And that's what Rashi says on the Torah. HaBechor Gadol HaAchim Hu Miyabe Mota. That's what the Bechor means in this context. It doesn't mean the child that will be born, and we'll get back to that also in the Rishonim in terms of not having to name the child after the dead brothers. This is the today's Isser and the mitzvah related that one is not allowed. The woman who is now Zakuka to Yibum or Chalitza, she is now connected to all the brothers, and one of the brothers has to do Yibum or Chalitza with her. Until that time, she has an Isser Lav, an Isser Daraisa, for her and for the man to get married and have a relationship. Shenimna kol adam Yisrael. Now the Sefer HaChinuch says, we are commanded, milavo al hayavama ba'udena tachazikat hayavam. Every man is not allowed to marry a yavama while she is still zakuk to her brother, to her, the brothers of her dead husband. V'alzenema lotia eishas ameitz achutza lishzar yavama yavo aleha. Mishar shi ha-mitzvah, the shar shi ha-mitzvah, look what I wrote in Yibum, which Beit Hashem will be the next mitzvah, which Beit Hashem will get to. But for overall zeh, let's first focus on this one specifically, and then we'll expand. For overall zeh, bal yavama, if a man lives with this yavama, vihitacha zikas hayavam, while she is still zikuka, before Yibum or chalitza is done, well, if Yibum is done, she's married. Even before chalitza is done, chayiv malkus. Then there is an isa daraisa chayiv malkus. V'ikra sarazu, hi al ha-anashim. The ikar is on the men. But also she's also commanded until she does it. Then the chinuch has, and we'll see why he says this, v'efshar, it's possible, shim avra v'nival alertzon avodot zkugliyivim, shigami b'chiv malchus. He for sure gets malchus. Maybe also she gets malchus. The minchas chinuch cannot fathom why the chinuch would say this. They're exactly equal. Tamuli, asked the minchas chinuch, maze ala al daito, habakali surei bia in chilik b'na bo'ala hanivelis. There's never a difference within the world of Yisurei Bia. If you look at the Rambam, in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, in Parag Yud Zayin, the Rambam says, V'chol makom shehu loke, he loke. V'chol makom shehu eno loke, he eno loke. Shein hefrish ben isha le'ish le'onshin. There's no punishment, there's no difference, except for one, shivcha harufa. Okay, an exception to the rule which we discussed a couple of years ago. But there is no difference between the two. So what does the chinuch mean? V'efshar, is possible that she's going to get malchus too? For sure. U'mazeh, shebelav zeh, lo brir lo machaber. He says, there's a question about the girsa in the Rambam, which we'll get to, but still, that shouldn't misvara make the chinuch say what he says. Tzarech iyan al rava mechaber. It is very difficult. There is a question about the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs, but in the Minchat Mishnah Torah, he is clear. He is clear, like what we would think he would say, that she and he, both of them get malchus if they violate this isser. It's a two-people isser. Right, the Rambam says in Hilchos Yibum, Perek Beis Halacha Yudches, Hayavama, describing our isser, and he also adds a prat, l'shitaso. Hayavama kodem sheyavo ala yavama, o kodem sheyachlots la, before Yibum or Chalitza are performed, harehi asura linasi lazar, shnema losia eches ameitzachus lizar, v'im niseis la'acher, if she marries somebody else, uba Allah, and then lives with him, loke hu vehi. They both get malchus, they both violated, umotzia baget, and they are married, it worked, it's chayve lavin, so kedushin or tofsin, but they both are chayiv. Vafilu hayu lakama banim, v'nasro lav, and even if that they had children together, doesn't matter. Motzia baget, they have to get divorced, v'al yavama, v'yavama, Allah v'yivama, v'yivama cholitz lava akach tia muteris l'acherim. Fine. But that is the Rambam. The Befarshim point out it's the lav dafka nisseis, but it could also be niskadesh. But what does the Rambam here say? They both get. But what other element does the Rambam add? Only in the context of marriage. So this is l'shita, so for the other Rambam that we've discussed in the past. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Isurei Bia earlier, three prakim earlier, in Perek Tezvav. In Isurei Bia, the Rambam says that all Chayvei Lavin, the Rambam has this understanding, are in the context of marriage. Says the Rambam in Perek Tezvav of Isurei Bia. First he describes what a mamzer is, the isur of marrying a mamzer or a mamzeres, and then he says, Kiddush v'lo baal eino loke, baal v'lo kiddush eino loke. Mishum mamzeres. If you marry a mamzer or a mamzeres without having bia, or have bia without marriage, you don't get malchus. Why? Here's the Rambam's lashon. She'ein l'cha b'kol chayve lavin. Mishaloke al bi'ila b'lo kiddushin. There is no one, except one exception, which we'll get to in a second, based on the pasuk. All chayve lavin. Grusha l'kohen, and mamzer, and Amon and Moav, or our case, Yavama, by Yisra Lashuk. All of them. Only get malchus after marriage is performed. They're all within the context of a kiddushin. Ella, the only exception to the rule, is kohen gadol ba'almana. Kemoshi is bar. That's the only one, kohen gadol ba'almana, because they're the It's based on a separate pasuk, a separate verb used in the Torah, but that is the Rambam Shita, and that's why Lishitaso, he says here, so too, the only full Isser of Yivam HaLashuk is after a marriage takes place, and then, in the context of the marriage, then Bia takes place. That's when you're going to get Malchus. That's the Isser of Yivam HaLashuk. But really, this woman is connected, quasi-connected to her Yavam, a big lumdish discussion in Mesechas Yevamos is, how do we look at this Zakika? How do we look at this connection between the Yavam and the Yavam, which hopefully we'll talk more about this by the next mitzvah? Is it a quasi-marriage? They're not married, are they? If you look in the first Mishnah, the first Daf, in Mesechas Kiddushin, right, what's the language? The woman can be niknes in three ways, and she's Kona es Atzma. The language of Kones Atzma, b'shtei drachim, b'kesef, b'shtar, b'biyah. But then the Mishnah continues after going through a regular woman. Hayivama nikneis b'biyah. It's a parallel. Yavama is nikneis b'biyah, and Rashi says liyavam, nikneis liyavam, and v'kones Atzma b'chalitz b'misas liyavam, and she's Kona herself. With what does that mean? It sounds like she, just like the parallel, the regular woman is Kona Asma B'shtei Drachim with Misa or a get. So to this woman, what do you mean she has to be Kona herself? She's not married. Unless she somehow is married. There is a connection. She's not married, obviously. There's no Ashes Ish at this stage. But there is an Isser, and there is conceptually a connection, a unique form of Ishus that is created by the Torah. The Torah calls it Hiklul Lomen HaShemayim. The Torah creates this connection. So it is not a normal marriage, but there is a deep connection there, which is the source for today's Aveira. Good, but in general, this is part of the larger mitzvah of Yibum. So now let's get into general discussions of Yibum, and the Hashem will continue this with the next mitzvah as well. So the Chinuch gets into Tavkuf Tzadiches, Shenitztavu Ba, Mi Shemes Achiv, somebody whose paternal brother died, Velohiniach Banim. Right, we know this mitzvah only goes to paternal brothers, even though for other areas of halacha, sometimes maternity makes a difference. So for example, Avelus, somebody is a half-sibling, then Avelus is applies there. But when it comes to Yibum, when it comes to Yerusha, it is only paternal relatives. So, says the Sefer HaChinuch. Right, so this is the source of the mitzvah. As we said, it's mentioned here. The Ramban points out, though, the same Ramban that says that this is a new mitzvah for Sefer Dvarim, says that there is a hint, an implicit discussion of Yibum back in Sefer Bereishis. So we know Parshas Vayeshev. The Pasuk tells us regarding the sons of Yehuda, Er, Onan, Shela, and the Pasuk says, Vayibemosa, Vahakim Zera Lachecha, Achicha, Haben Yikros Shem HaMeis, Lashon Rashi. Right, it says that the son is called by the mace. That's, it uses the Lashon Yibum there. That's important. Says the Ramban, Vein Ze Emes. Don't think that Rashi should be taken literally, that the ben, the child, will be called for the dead person. Ki be mitzvah satorah, no mar gamkin, yakum al shem achiv ha-meis, v'lo yimach ha-shmah b'Yisrael, v'ein ha-yavim mitzuveh, likro lo b'no k'shem achiv ha-meis. Yibum is not about the child, like the Gemara says. Not about you have to call the child the name of the nifter. No. V'amar b'boaz, and also by Boaz, it says, v'gamis rus ha-moaviyah, eishes machlon kanisi li le'isha, lakim shem ha-meis al-nachlaso. He did Yibum. A form of Yibum, and what did they name their child? Vatikrena Oso Oved, Lo Machlon. Right, the child wasn't called Machlon, but Oved. Va'od, and also Shamar Vayeda Onain, Onan, Kilo Lo Yihye Hazara, Onanu, Umaharasha Tavola, Vatkish Hazaro. What did he know? What did he know? Verobne Adam, Vahulu, he continues. The Ramban says, don't take it literally, that the child has to be called by the brother. Ava, the name of the brother. Aval Ho'inyan, here's the Ramban's key lashon. Sod Gadol Misodos HaTorah, Bitoldas HaAdam. This is a secret. If God gave you eyes and ears, you'll understand this. They already knew there's a tremendous toelas when it comes to the brother or any other relative doing an act of Yibum. We don't know if anybody did it before Yehuda. Says the Ramban, in the Medrash it sounds like he was the first, Ki Yehuda Hizchil b'mitzvas Yibam Tchila. But either way, this is, says the Ramban, a something secret, something Kabbalistic that was done already in the days of Yehuda. The Torah formalized it and created a certain context. You can't just do whatever you want and marry whoever you want. The Gemara in Chulin even has an amazing line where we know Yalsa, the wife of Rabbi Nachman, once said to Rabbi Nachman, this is Chulin Kuftesim Abes. Michti, called Asalan Rahmana Sharolan Kavase. For every Isser in the Torah, I figured out there's something mutter. I mean, the Torah doesn't want us to go to the extreme. So there's always something mutter for something that's Asser. Asalan Dama, Sharolan Kavda. Blood is Asser. Now let it Losoch Loladam. But the liver, which is full of blood, that's mutter as long as you salt it properly. Nida is Asser. Dam Tohar. Right, Dam Tohar after a baby is born. Chelev Behema is Asur. Chelev Chaya is Mutter. Chazir, pig. Mocha de Shibuta, type of fish that tastes like pig. Gerusa, Lishna de Kavra. Ashes Ish, married woman. Grusha Bachaye Baila, a divorced woman. Ashes Ach, Yavama. Ashes Ach, Yavama is the heter. Ashes Ach, people really have desires for that? So it could be more of a spiritual desire. Like the Ramban is talking about. Okay, then he says, Kusis Yifas Tohar, I want to have Basa B'chalav, what should I eat? That was the context of the Gemara. And Rachman says, eat the udders of the animal. That tastes like Basa B'chalav, as long as you prepare it properly. But you see, this is something that existed earlier. Let's continue now. Mishar Shia Mitzvah says, the Chinuch Lasharish of the Mitzvah of Yibam. As the Ramban just said, Kabbalistically. But now the Chinuch says something else. And the Chinuch after this says, this is my best guess. He doesn't get so defensive by most mitzvahs. But here he says, this is my best guess. Lefi shaha isha. Achar sheniseis la'ish harahi ke'echad me'evarav. When a husband and wife are married, then they are like one being. The wife is like a limb of the husband. Shekein yechayev ateva. Where does that come from? Bipnei maisa ha'av harishon. It comes from Adam harishon. Shelukcha achas mitzal osav. One of his ribs were taken. Umimena bana lo hakel isha. Hashem built a woman from one of his limbs. So that put into the Bria that every husband and wife are really one being. V'ha'isha zeh shemeis b'lo banim. This man who died without children, sheyu chelak mimenu lizikaromo ulamalos mekomo ba'olam lavodas baro. Can there be some type of zikaron, some type of continuation for him in this world to serve his creator? Because there's nothing. There's nothing physical. Is there any way that he could continue his lineage? So says the Torah. Yes, hayemichaz de'akel alav lahakim lo zera mimena al yidei achiv shu gamkin kechati b'saro. His brother is like chati b'saro, right? That come from the end of Baloscha, where Miriam and Aaron complains to Moshe. Rabbi Yachel chati b'saro. That's a sibling. Kedei sheyia oso hazera memali makomo va'oved baro tachtav. So the zera can be memali makom and serve Hashem. V'yiskel yado b'olam anashamos b'asher husham, and he'll get his chus by having, in the context of bra mezake abba, by having a brother and a child continuing his lineage, that will give him tremendous nachas ruach in Shemayim. Right? If he has any type of lineage, so then there is no mitzvah. Right? The Chinuch says, skipping a couple of lines, Kozman sheish lachiv shum zecher ba'olam go ben obas o b'nei banim me'isha acheres. Right? His children from another marriage. So then afilu mamzer o mamzeres, even a mamzer or mamzeres, that pathers the ishim and a yibum. But still, he has some physical remembrance in life, and therefore there is no mitzvah. That's why this mitzvah is mechaz de Hashem to allow the person to continue. V'ineni imdati, he says in the next paragraph, sheish b'mitzvah azos ikar gadol v'tam nochon amitai eitzel hamekubalim. I know, and he's obviously referring to the Ramban there in Vayeshev. I know there are a lot of ideas here. Eitzel hamekubalim, secrets. Esmoch hamashakasavdi b'rosh sifri. I'm only writing nigla. I don't get into mystical ideas, says the Sefer HaChinuch. I'm writing nigla because I'm trying to awaken la'orer ruach hayeladim lishol shelos. I'm trying to whet the appetites of the youth in order to then stimulate further discussion and further analysis. But more than that and beyond that, that is not my job. So that is some of the shorish. Midinei mitzvah. Okay, there's a lot to talk about here. What are some of the halachas of the mitzvah? Let's go through first what we just said. Mashama zochanu lavracha shemitzvah yibam he bein shayza ishto shalachim and anisuin afilim and erisin. Yibam applies if they're married stage one or stage two. Even if they only had erisin, yibam applies. Umasha amru shalinin yibam v'chalitza v'liyerusha enam chashuvim achem elachem ayaf. You need paternal brothers, even though for Avelus and for Edus, then even brothers that are maternal, or for Arayos, right, that's even from the mother, even maternal. Masha Amru, Mishiesh lo Nashim Rabos. As we know, if there is a person who has many wives, he's left with many wives, he has to do Yibum. So, one brother does something to one of these wives, he can't do yibam to two, right, as long as one brother does something to one of these wives, that is all that one needs to be done, and then the isser, our isser today, discussed, disappears. And it's a mitzvah lachanchila for the gadol, as we said before, that's the bechor, that's the one exception to the rule that Chazal say. That'll be the next mitzvah, chalitza can only be done to one, and not to two. Good, a lot of halachas. Umash Amru, a little bit more, and then we'll get to the lumdas, but there's next time. Chazal tell us in Yevamos Mem Aleph, Shai Yevamalot Tisyabim Velot Tachlos, Ashetamtin Tishim Yom. This is what we hold. We don't do chalitza. Bizman Azeh, we only do chalitza. We don't do Yibim anymore, because in the times of the Mishnah, already people didn't have the right kavanas when it came to Yibims. They stopped doing Yibim. But today we do chalitza. Chalitza is done on day 91. 3 months after the brother dies. Chutz b'yom amisum, yom ayibum, o yom chalitza, k'dei day lahavchin, bein zera, shnei ha'achim. Right, we do chalitza b'zman hazeh. Chalitza's done. It's very unusual, and it's not the most simchadik situation, because a man obviously died without having children, but chalitza is done even today. On a derabbanan level, we know, even though yibum is just the maisa bia, in any way, on a derabbanan, Chazal created a kiddushin derabbanan when it comes to yibum, and that is what is called ma'amar, maimar. Maimar is only a kinyan derabbanan, but it creates a rabbinic context in order for then yibum to be done. Again, a lot of lumdis, how exactly maimar works, how it is a parallel to kiddushin, but that is the rabbinic invention. Again, this is a mitzvah that applies. Yibum, mitzvah is on the man, and the issur that we spoke about, marrying out, is on the man and the woman. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but then we'll continue more with the mitzvah of Yibum next time.